Radio Prague News.
Controversial French politician Marine Le Pen is to take part in a Prague conference, an aide has confirmed. The poll suggests that a majority of Czechs have no problem with a U.S. convoy traveling on Czech territory. And in tennis, Nicole Vaidisheva has won her first WTA match since beginning a comeback. Controversial far-right French politician Marine Le Pen is scheduled to take part in a conference in Prague on April the 23rd, an aide to the National Front leader revealed. The conference, called by Dawn Party MP Radim Fiala and former Civic Democratic MP Jiří Janáček, is to examine issues of peace and prosperity in the EU. Janáček is now a member of the non-parliamentary Civic Conservative Party. The aide to Ms. Le Pen, Ludovic Dedan, said they were looking for viable partners for cooperation in the Czech Republic. Members of the troubled Dawn Party, who ousted their own leader, Tomio Okamura, and Mr. Fiala as deputy's club leader, indicated earlier they too wanted to revamp their party along the lines of the Front National. The party has long taken a hardline stance on immigration policy. A new poll conducted by the STEM agency suggests that a vast majority of Czechs have no issue with a U.S. military convoy passing through Czech territory in the coming days on a return journey from the Baltics. According to the poll, 82% of respondents said they were fine with the transfer, while 17% said they were against. The convoy of 118 armored vehicles and around 500 personnel is returning to a military base in Germany. The U.S. forces took part in the NATO show of strength and unity in the Baltic states entitled Atlantic Resolve to reassure members of the country's commitment to stability in Europe in the face of Russian intervention in Ukraine. The convoy will travel through the Czech Republic between March 29th and April the 1st. The Culture Ministry has confirmed that the district of Prague 1 faces a 150,000 crown fine for the installation last year at Klarov Park of a bronze-winged lion, a memorial to Czechoslovak airmen who fought with the RAF in World War II. The local administration failed to obtain the necessary permission from heritage conservationists, the Czech news agency said. The winged lion was unveiled last June. Opponents had charged the memorial clashed with another already sited at the park. The National Heritage Institute later decreed the memorial could stay. The fine issued is on the lower end of the scale, which goes up to a reported $2 million. The spokesman for the Culture Ministry confirmed the decision can be appealed. Prague districts will receive 400 million crowns from City Hall. Prague City Councillors agreed in a vote on Thursday. Most of the funds, 358 million, are slotted for the education sector. Schools are most likely to use the funding to renovate rooms, complete additional classrooms, or improve capacity in school cafeterias. Earlier, City Hall wanted to draw 300 million in reserve funds. In other news, three former prison guards at a facility in Ostrava have been sentenced to 2.5 to 4 years in jail for stealing copper from a workshop within the prison. The copper is estimated as being worth 500,000 crowns. Three others involved in the theft were given suspended sentences. In all, 11 people, including scrap metal yard owners, faced charges. The rest were cleared of wrongdoing. The Czech National Bank kept two of its main economic instruments unchanged on Thursday. The main interest rate, the two-week repo rate, was maintained at 0.05%. The central bank also said that it would be keeping to its 27 crowns or lower exchange rate target against the single currency euro. That means that the bank is committed to intervening on the currency markets if the crown strengthens beyond that target. The controversial target has been in place since November 2013. Inflation would have to rise to near 2.0% and interest rates rise before the bank could realistically quit the low crown policy. In sport, former tennis star Nicole Vaidisheva has won her first match on the WTA Tour since beginning a comeback half a year ago. The one-time world number 7 beat Timea Babos of Hungary by a score of 6-1-7-6 at the prestigious Miami Open for her first WTA win in 5 years. Vaidisheva, who turns 26 next month, quit playing in 2010 after falling in the world rankings. The Czech faces world number 3, Simona Halep of Romania, in the second round in Miami. I'm Jan Wellinger. You'll find more news at radio.cz.